Blog Talk Radio.
In a lullaby, somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you share. On a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney top.
I heard, I thought I was in love with that was Liza Minnelli, but then when I heard my daddy sing that just knocked me down, honey. Ooh, welcome to the Alexis K. Tyler Vagina Power Show. I'm sorry, y'all needed a break last week, but I have my sister on the show. We have a very, very powerful and very important show. Can you hear me, Blue? I want to make sure I'm loud and clear. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Blue? You want to make sure everybody hears, everybody knows, everybody calls in that wants to listen and that wants to give positive feedback. I have a powerful high priestess, a very important mistress of African indigenous medicine and science, Ms. Nikki Love. We've known each other for a long time. And she's going to be speaking about what she does, her spiritual readings, her spiritual work, the African Indigenous medicine, and her hot new off-the-chain TV show on WeTV.com. If you want to check it out, go to WeTV.com and type in Spirits of Atlanta. The pilot for the TV show Spirits of Atlanta aired maybe about a week or two ago, and we all love it. We've been going crazy. We can't wait for them to show the second episode of Spirits of Atlanta. And I'm so, so proud of her. And I'm so glad that she got the opportunity to do this. because it's about time that they show women of color dealing with magic and medicine and readings and psychic and witch wars and jealousy, a lot of the drama, the pettiness, and the conflict involved with spiritual teachers and readings, just all the competition. It's just really crazy. And it's good they finally had it from a women of color's perspective, dealing with the true source of the indigenous medicine and the indigenous science. So I'm so honored to have her here to talk about this, because she's been initiated by a very powerful tribe of witches in Africa. And she's been doing this work for a long, long time, and I learned a lot of things from her. So I'm really honored to have her here to talk about this, and happy to see her doing this work and actually getting the exposure that's long overdue. I don't know, Blue, is Nikki here? I don't know if she's here yet. I want to make sure she's on the phone. Is Nikki here, Blue? I can't hear anybody. Can you hear me, Blue? Is she there? See any of you all? Can't hear any of you all. You hear me, Blue? I'm waiting for Blue to answer me. I was just talking to her. I saw her in the chat.
I'm on the line. And I believe Nikki is here.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Now I can.
Yes,
I couldn't hear anybody.
Okay, I'm
okay.
Here. I'm here. Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
All right.
I'm going to try to introduce yourself. Tell them who you are, what you do.
Hey, family, how are you? And please excuse me, I am totally exhausted, y'all. I didn't get a lot of sleep today, but I had to come on here and do this for my sisters and, you know, talk about this new show, because I know a lot of people have been watching it. But anyway, family, my name is Nikki Love Bunam. I am an African Indigenous traditional healer, and I just heard Alexis telling you all about the show. And, you know, I've been doing this for a very long time. Actually, I was born into traditional medicine, but I've actually been initiated with other tribes as well. And actually grew up dealing with the, you know, I'm going to say voodoo pantheon with the, you know, for the sake of what people know here in the Western world, okay? But I'm excited to be on here tonight because I've been getting a lot of inboxes, a lot of questions about this TV show, and I'm willing to answer any questions anybody has. It is real. Some of the show is scripted, but what I do is real. I've been doing it for many, many years, and also growing up in the home with, you know, maternal side being African, you know, we had certain traditions that we did do and have to follow. So that's pretty much who I am. I also had a radio show here on Blog Talk for 10 years. You know, I deal with the radio as well. So that's pretty much, you know, who Nikki Love is.
Well, tell them, you know, what you do and the clients you see and what do you see them for and about your services.
Okay. For people who – I actually do – first of all, y'all, I do divinations, and I also can read without doing the divination mat. I do a lot of traditional ritual work, okay? That's what I pretty much, you know, overwhelmed with doing. But I actually see clients on a regular basis. I have clients around the world, family. I've been blessed to have a large clientele in London as well. And it came through the radio show, of course, people listening to the show and the teachings of me, teaching about the traditional ways and the ancestral ways. So I do this as a full-time job. This is not, you know, part-time. You know, this is who I am. This is what the ancestors ordained me to be as a traditional healer and put in the work as a traditional healer. And I do a lot of ritual work, a lot of readings. Hold on for a minute. Let me just get my grandkids to be quiet. Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. And they are so cute. You all should see them. And Nikki has a new grandbaby that's so adorable, a little boy. I heard him trying. She was getting on him yesterday and talking to him. He was trying to talk back. and tell her what to do. Tell her she was bad. He said he was bad. She bad.
Okay, y'all.
I think he's gonna be like, when Boonie said that yesterday, you was telling him he was bad, and he was telling him, telling you, no, you bad.
Yes, that's the 1 year old. He tells me this is my grandbaby. Those are the two big grandbabies right there. I'll have them until their mom gets off of work. But the 1 year old told me I was bad. Yeah. Can't help but love the grandbabies family. You know, they're adorable. But they do get on your nerves sometimes, you know. But the bigger ones are, you know, a handful. But anyway, family, as I was saying, I actually am a traditional healer, and I do a lot of ritual work. I do a lot of ritual work. I do spiritual cleansings. I do exorcisms. I do a lot of, you know, for the ones who are familiar with paranormal activity, I deal with that as well. I do healing work in reference to health. It's, you know, the rituals are unlimited that we can do or that I do personally. And I also do a lot of spiritual readings. I do ancestral readings. I can communicate with your ancestors, tell you who they are, what they do, what they're saying, what they're talking about. And I get a lot of those because people want to, you know, have unanswered questions from their relatives who have transitioned off this earth. And this is something I do, like I said, on a 24 basis. This is my job. This is what my ancestors ordained me to do, and I've been doing it for years. So I really, really do love what I do. What you see on the show is not fake. It is totally real because I do this off air. And actually, the scene that you all see, probably for those who've seen the show, was a reenactment of a client that I actually had in Niagara Falls. So you get all kind of clients that come to you, whether it's about love, whether it's about health, whether it's about, you know, their personal lives. Like on the show, he was saying he was masturbating 5 days. You know, we get stuff like that all the time. And everybody thought it was funny, but it was a real client that I had. And this client called me up, and he says, "Nikki, I'm kind of ashamed to say this, but I have a problem." And I said, "Well, what's the problem?" He says, "Well, you know, I have a problem masturbating, you know." And actually, this client of mine, he actually happens to be a gay client of mine, and I just love him. He's a really, really good client, been a client for years. And he says, "Well, do you have something that can help me for that?" So I tell the client, I said, "Sure." I said, I'll send you some soap that I want you to bathe with, some, you know, black soap. I want you to bathe with the soap, and it's going to help you to stop. And actually, it did help him, family, in real life. And we do all see what happened on TV in real life. But, you know, it's crazy because people don't understand, you know, when you're dealing with this type of work, you get clients that come to you with so many different problems, and you become a counselor. You become a spiritual counselor. You know, you're doing more than just the ritual work and just psychic readings. You're actually beginning to spiritually counsel these people. But I again, family, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world. Trust me. I wouldn't trade it for, I love doing what I do. You know, I'm tired now and I'm doing it. Sometimes I get calls, you know, Alexis at 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'll be tired as hell. I'll be ready to go to sleep. And my spirit just will not let me not help somebody, you know. And my fiance said, "Well, you know what? You're tired. Why don't you tell him you called him?" I was like, "No, I got to help him. I got to help him. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here to do, you know." So, again, I wouldn't trade it for nothing in the world, family. You know, being a traditional healer is truly a blessing. It's a way of life. It's not a religion. When you actually grow up with your African culture, you know, it's embedded in you. Although I was raised in New York, my grandmother, my aunts, and mother would not let us have it no other way. Africa was in the house. We had to learn how to cook our food. We had to learn some of the traditional ways. We had to learn the language, you know. So it's a beautiful thing, you know. And I really wish more Africans in America would come back to that way of life, especially having lineages that trace back to Africa. So that's pretty much what I do.
So how do they reach you if they want to buy medicines and to get a reading and get work?
If anybody's interested in getting any readings or work, you can actually go to my webpage. I have a webpage. It's Nikki Love, and that's N as in Nancy, I-C-K-Y, Love, L-O-V-E, Wunam, W-U, N as in Nancy, A, M as in Mary, .com. So it's NikkiLoveWunam.com. I also list on the site 2 free rituals people can take advantage of, you know, money rituals, and I think we have one for love. We have a love and money ritual we offer for free, and, you know, we have the list of rituals that we would do there, and it's limited because there's so much more that we do depending on a person's situation. But there are also products we have as well. We have the spiritual bath, the spiritual talismans, you know, on the site. You know, but everything is there on the site. We have a little newsletter on the site as well. And also we list the music and the other initiates. Under Wu Nam Sacred Society, which is listed as family, I have 150, actually 200 now, initiates under Wu Nam Sacred Society. But
okay,
check out
so
the website, and you can reach me there.
Now tell us about this Off the Chain episode one and all the drama. Just describe, so for the people that haven't seen it yet and don't know what Spirits of Atlanta is about, so just take us there.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Nikki?
I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, okay.
Had to drink my little water.
Okay.
My mouth is dry. Okay. For those who haven't seen it yet, we don't want to spoil it for you, but I'll give you an idea what the show's about, which is one of the most, you know, controversial shows that's out there right now. We all talk about religion. This show is based off of the different, and I hate to say religion because we don't consider ourselves religious, but off of the different spiritual aspects that people practice. And what makes this show unique, because you have pastors, you have psychics, you have witches, which I'm the witch in the show, you have a psychic, which is Hecka, and then you have a healer that does breathology, and then you have a pastor and a bishop. And what makes this show unique, it kind of puts you in a mind, sort of the Coven, but not necessarily, because Coven was black witches against white witches. This is pretty much, you know, religion versus African spirituality, or religion versus other pantheons of spirituality. And it's a unique show because, you know, the pastors think that they can get rid of demons, but I can get rid of demons. So I'm saying I can get rid of demons, too. I do exorcisms. So, you know, it's a controversy within itself, you know, based off of the different belief systems that everyone has on the show, which makes it very interesting because, you know, when people see the show, they'll learn that, you know, what we do and what they do is pretty much not that different. The show is exciting. Of course, there's some drama within the show. Can't have a show without drama. So it's exciting. But, you know, it's some unnecessary drama that takes place in the show. But we've gotten so much feedback, so much good feedback. It also has a funny aspect to it. Everybody's saying it's funny. They love it. They watched it 3-4 times. You know, I mean, we're getting so much feedback about it. It's a beautiful thing, which is one of the things that the ancestors showed me as we were filming, that this was going to be a hit show. So the show is very controversial, and I just think it's time that a show like this is pretty much, you know, shown to the world, because we're coming in a different, coming into a different age now. We're going through a transformation, and with this transformation, it falls right in place with what's taking place. People are running out of the church's family. People are running out of churches. They're not finding, you know, the answers from God anymore. And if we all understand the metaphysical aspect of it, we'll understand that we are in the age of Aquarius. The age of Pisces is out, and that was the age of Christian era. Now we're coming in the age of the water bearer, the air, the water, the air. So many are running out of the churches because they're no longer believing in the concept called God. So, you know, the show actually falls right in line with the energy that's being presented to us from the cosmos, as I say, from the ancestors, as I say. And that's pretty much what the show is about.
You know, I really didn't like how they said they let Hecka attack you. Like, they set it up starting off right out of the gate with all women on this show, but then the women being at odds with each other. I was hoping to see that even though you had women that were in different faiths, that everybody would respect each other's differences in philosophy, religions, you know, different ways to practice to tap into God. But it's like, I didn't see you attacking anybody, but they made it so that all of you females on here, we can't blame men, and older men started, no, these were all women. But yet it was so much drama, and they were talking, oh, yeah, the Bush witch, and we don't need her here, and we got Jesus. And then Hecka just kept on trying her best to create a fight with you, an argument, and literally got to the point at Lake Lanier where it was almost a fist fight. She just kept antagonizing it. Were you expecting that? Did you know it was going to be that way?
Honestly speaking, I didn't know it was going to be to that extent. And, you know, Hecka is a person who I actually mentored and actually, you know, enlightened her about her gift. And she mentored under me for a very long time. Now, you know, when you have someone who wants to be a star by any means necessary that will do anything to gain, you know, notoriety, then you have a Hecka. And that's Hecka's problem in the show. Now, of course, they knew I wasn't up to it. I made, you know, it clear in the beginning when the producers actually interviewed me, in the middle when they brought another producer on, I made it clear that I will not and will not be fighting on TV with another sister because I'm tired of seeing that on TV. I made it clear that I didn't want any drama, that if there was going to be drama, I was going to walk off the set. And I made it clear that I did not want to deal with an old beef with Hecka. But what they did is they used her. They know how to use, you know, someone who will do anything by any means necessary. Knowing that if they used her to do it, she was going to do it because she felt like she wanted drama. She thinks this is Love and Hip Hop show. No, it's not. It's a spiritual show. And when they used her, they knew it was going to push my buttons because I already stated clearly that I did not want to deal with that past issue and I did not want to be fighting on TV. They did it anyway. So I wasn't aware of the fact that they were going to do that. And actually, if you all seen the end of the show, when you see me going off and saying this is not an effing joke, I actually literally pulled off the microphones. I had my daughters pulled off, my fiancés. I said, we're out. I told you all I did not want drama. I walked off the set at that moment. So, you know, that was real. I was angry. I was mad. And one of the biggest problems I had with the show is that, you know, you're not going to get on TV and display us as these spiritual leaders and then turn around and make us look like a bunch of buffoons. No, I'm not doing it, okay? I know me better than anybody knows me, and I know my temper, and I know how I am serious about my ritual work and helping people. This is something I did before TV, before they came and asked me to do it. It's something I'm going to do after it. So when you think you're going to disrespect what I do, and disrespect my culture, that's going to be a problem. And that's pretty much what happened. And, you know, I was pretty upset about it. I think that you went too far with that. I think, really honestly speaking, that had nothing to do with this storyline. I think they should have just stuck to the actual controversy because it's controversy within itself. Christian folk don't like people who do voodoo and traditional work. That's controversy within itself. We didn't need any extra drama. So, you know, I wasn't aware that they were going to put her up to it, but she did it. She wanted it. She got it, and she got it. Oh, well, too bad. She should have sat her ass down somewhere like she had sense.
And I'm seeing after the show, every day she's gone on her Facebook page and insulted you, and people go over there and laugh at her and click like and encourage her. And it was like, what, a week ago when me and you were on the phone and your daughter was there and one of Hecka's followers was attacking you and actually calling you names, and you weren't even saying anything to him. Your daughter was saying, look, my mom's not a hoe. Why are you calling my mom a hoe? And he just starts going back and forth with your daughter for nothing because you didn't say anything. Your daughter wasn't antagonizing him. And he's on Hecka's page while they're all laughing, encouraging him to do it. I mean, he did back down and apologize and erase it, but I'm seeing that's the kind of climate that she's creating on her page every day, trying to antagonize you and provoke you. And so I want to ask you how you not just felt about that, because I know we've been friends for a long time. We're like sisters where we have our knockdown drag outs, and then we just right back talking like nothing happened. So I was around when you were talking to Hecka and when Hecka was coming over to your house all the time begging you to show her how to protect herself, wanted you to train her, initiate her into the craft. Now, oh, Nikki's not this, Nikki's not that, Nikki cut these chickens, she should be arrested by PETA. She knew not to do that on the show. But she was right there with chickens, with you, doing rituals, what, 5 years ago? Was it even that far back, 5, 6 years ago?
It might have been about 4 years ago when we did that little girl.
Yes,
she was.
So was.
Yeah, it was about 4 years ago, and I do have video of it. And actually, you all can see the clip. In the beginning, they're showing me actually that was the actual footage of me actually getting some demons off of a young lady that was brought to me from Florida. Hecker was in that video, okay? And Hecker was clearly being trained under me at that time. She was afraid to touch chickens for one. So there is footage of her working with me and me training her to help a young lady that was brought from Florida. But, you know, what's sad about it is the only thing she does, the only thing she's doing is trying to make me famous. She's the one who's obsessed with me. She's the one who's weak. She's the one who's insecure. Because any time someone takes you under their wing and tries to show you and bring out the gift to you, and you turn and you envy a person so much that you have to turn around and turn your back on them and backstab them, that says you clearly have a problem. So when she does those things, Alexis, on her page, you know, I responded to her videos, but I'm not going to waste my time and energy on continuing to respond to a person that I know that really has a problem with herself, that really is insecure herself, and really has to use me, you know, to make herself look good. She knows who the real boss is, and I'm not being funny. It is what it is. She knows who the real, you know, person is who taught her, who mentored her. And, you know, she envies me so much that even if you watch the way she reads, she tries to sound like me, the way that I do my readings. And I know her ass was sitting on another goddamn guest on my show playing at night. I ain't stupid. I could see through that, too. It's sitting up there on my damn show listening to my show, and, you know, you think I don't know you listening even down to her style. Oh, well, yeah, this is her. Oh, well, yeah, you know, oh, your sister, she died in the car. Oh, well, she's coming back. She ain't got that nowhere but from my goddamn show, because I've been doing ancestral readings for years. You understand? And you up there trying to make it like you doing it with cards. You know what? She's fake. She's the one who's fake. She's full of shit. And I'm going to just be real. She's full of shit. You can't get your own style. Like I told her years ago, family. I told her years ago, I said, let me tell you something. Like you said it today, my sister Alexis, and we always say there's room for everybody. Be yourself. Yep. Don't try to be me. Be who you are. And I told her that years ago, even down to the curly, long goddamn hair. Talking about my hair is synthetic. I've always had long hair. You try to get curly hair like my. You ain't fooling nobody. You're sitting up there, you understand, looking like a dark-skinned horse-faced Nikki. That's what the hell you're looking like, trying to look like, and you sitting up there talking about me. Yeah, okay. Okay, even down to the point where she's gotten aggressive, like, you know how I am. For those who know me, they know that I did not hold my tongue. I would get on somebody's ass in a minute. I even see her try to do that. She wasn't like that before, y'all. She was not like that. She totally tried to steal my whole style. She wants to be me. Yeah.
And you know what, Nikki, we met each other, we had been through some of the same shit, but I saw you take those younger women in who was up in your face and wanted to be initiated by you and wanted to be like you and looked up to you and wanted you to train them, and then I saw them didn't want to turn on you, want to compete with you, to outshine you, to be a better, more powerful, and more well-known healer than you, want to compete with men. Even saw a woman try to take, well, that was younger than you, trying to take your man, and she felt because she was younger that she automatically can do it, started trashing you, lying on you. I just, and I would see you would just give your all, take them into your house, share your food, had your daughters to open up their hearts and treat these people like one of your family, and they wasn't even your blood. And your daughters are so sweet and loving, and they would just take them in because you said, Mama said, let's help this young lady, let's help them get themselves together. I've seen you do that so many fucking times. And then they want to give you their ass to kiss. And I had them do it to me. It's like, then they want to talk about you, trash me. Just like a couple of days ago, you had some women that I don't know, never even met them, haven't caused any conflict with them. They started conflict with me because you knew about it 2 years ago when I told you how these women were attacking me, making up lies on me and my son that we never even knew. And then they want to come to you behind my back and make up lies and trash me to you just for a couple of days. As well as I've had people send me emails. I have, to this day, I haven't even mentioned them to you because they're not going to change how I feel about you and make me turn on you. And anytime if I turn on you, we're not speaking. That's because of something that happened between me and you, not because of no he say, she say. That's what these bitches don't understand. No matter what nobody say about you, oh, Nikki talked about you, it's just going to be the decision not to fuck with you is going to be based on what go on between me and Nikki. That's it. Not no young, dumb bitch with no no he say, she say. I mean, do you? How do you feel? Do you want to comment on that shit? Because we both
First
have been
all,
hurt
you
like
know,
that.
I want to say this. I really don't like entertainment and entertaining drama. I have a very, very low tolerance for that. And especially because as a healer and a leader in the community, you know, working in the community, dealing with these young sisters as I've done in the past, I don't tolerate drama. I'm always be African first. I'm very big on eldership, for one. For two, you know, people's always going to have something to say. And, you know, I did get an inbox from someone today or yesterday in reference to you. And I just want to send a message to that person. Don't put no goddamn bullshit in my goddamn mailbox no more. Because, see, I don't get into the drama. You cannot turn nobody against anybody. You cannot do that. And you cannot do that because just because you have a personal problem with a person, you have no right to try to turn anybody else against that person. Whatever your problem is with that person, you let that be your problem. Because just because you're not getting along with her don't mean that anybody else won't. And I have a low tolerance for that because I can't stand. It irks me to see sisters fight amongst each other. It irks me to see these young women want to disrespect their elders. And then what happens is they don't realize you try to be an elder, but then they have to, then they'll push you to get out of your character, which you really don't want to do. But sometimes you have to do, such as Hecka. Yes. You understand? And at the same time, they take you there. And then you have to backtrack and regroup and say, okay, I'm not even going to feed into your energy. Because at some point, I say, you know what, I'm going to shut it down spiritually. I ain't got time for the drama. And since you couldn't embrace the love that I had to give or the compassion that I'm trying to show you, and not even that, you can't even respect your elders, and I have to deal with you another way. And see, I'm so tired of these young women, you understand, thinking that they do not have to respect their elders. Some of them will say, well, you know, you're only 10 years older than me. Let me tell you something. My sister's 8 years older than me, and I could never talk back to my sister. My sister had every right to smack me, and my mother would tell her, my grandmother would tell her. My mother was 50 years old, and my grandmother would still smack the piss out of her. We are very, very big on eldership, especially coming with the African culture, and actually not even just African culture, because back in the day here, in the 60s, in the 50s, we always respected our elders. So I don't know where we went wrong at and where these young women are going wrong at, but they need to straighten out. They need to be put on their asses. Sometimes they have to be put on their asses because they forget. And see, you have these young women that are jealous and envious, like you mentioned the 1 year ago. How the hell you think 25 years old and think you're going to come in and try to take my man and think you look better than me? And you're going to be 25 looking like Humpty Dumpty that fell off the goddamn wall. You ain't even had kids yet when your ass should be asking me, you know what, how do I look that good when I have kids? Because you ain't even had kids yet. You look like Humpty Dumpty. You remember that, Lisa?
How can I forget that big old pudgy stomach hanging down? And she was in her 20s, but then talking about because she was chronologically younger than you, and you were older than her, that she could automatically take your man just because she was in her fucking 20s. This motherfucker body was a goddamn mess. Long ass, stomach wrapped all around her goddamn waist, and they had not one child, and you got two and got a nice figure.
Exactly. And see, sometimes you got to put them in check. I told her, I said, let me tell you something. I said, stop worrying about what the hell I'm wearing, because she said, ain't you a grandmother? You're supposed to be wearing this. I said, excuse me. I said, what? I said, first of all, sweetie, I'm from New York. I said, I dress stylish, okay, for one. But two, I said, what you need to be doing is asking me, how can you look this good? And at that time, I think I was 40. That was in 2000, something like that, 240. I don't know how old. I was 40-something. I think I was 39, 40. I said, you need to be asking me how you can look this good after having two kids and a grandmother. instead of asking me or telling me what the hell I should be wearing. I said, right now, you're 25 years old and you ain't even have babies yet. What's going to happen when you have babies? You going to be looking like Fat Albert? You know, wobbling down the damn street like a hot water balloon. You better sit down somewhere and shut your ass up and take some. I'm sorry, because it makes me angry.
Girl, I couldn't believe it because she talked about you to me. Remember how she was trying to turn you against me? And she, turn me against you. She came to me talking about you like a dog, and she actually thought that she was going to take your man because she was in her 20s. That shit was crazy. And you saw how that man did not want her. He didn't get with her. He didn't screw her. She really was literally upset with you, blaming you, said you was cock blocking. I can't believe these young women.
These young women better sit down somewhere because they be sleeping on us older women. And we ain't that damn old. Let's get it straight, first of all, because we ain't that damn old.
Okay.
So I want to get that straight. Second of all, they need to learn how to respect their elders again. And what they need to do again is sit back instead of trying to come against us, come ask us how good you can look when you get this age. And that's what y'all need to do. Instead of sitting up here talking and running your goddamn mouth, you understand, and being so damn disrespectful, you know, because, see, I have a low tolerance, Alexis. I ain't trying to be funny. My daughters are 28 and 26 years old, and they give me the utmost respect. My oldest one, she gets a little testy sometimes, but she know where to push me because she know 28 years old or 50 years old, I will knock every tooth out of her mouth if she ever disrespect me. And that comes from a very strong maternal side. When my mother and grandmother didn't play, they were straight not playing that. I didn't give a goddamn. My grandmother would say, who the hell you think you talking to? And would literally knock you upside your goddamn head. So that comes from a very strong maternal lineage. You know what I mean? And my daughter's carried on with that. So,
you know, I met your grandmama. Your grandmama was like that when I saw her at your house. She didn't play that shit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You sure did. I remember.
She was like, look, Nikki, I want this from the store, and I want that, and this is what it's got to be, and this is what I want you to spend, and let me. Yes. And you was like, okay, Nana, okay. And we went to the store that night when we was looking at the different crystals and stuff you use to make the jewelry. She didn't play that shit then. And you was like, okay, Nana, okay.
That's right.
Whatever she asked you to do, you did it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I was a grandmother. So y'all, and this is what makes me angry with these young ladies, because they have lost total respect. And, you know, part of it is our fault, our mothers, you know, some of the women, you know. Society plays a big part in it. We know what it is. But we have to bring that back. We have to bring it back. And in reference to you, I just want to say this. We've been friends for a very long time. We done cussed each other out up and down, called each other all kind of bitches, but there's one thing y'all better know.
Don't say that.
I have to tell it because they don't understand. They do not understand. We done talked about each other, but let me tell you, that's what real sisters do. See, this is what y'all need to learn. I don't give a goddamn. I can cuss Alexis out. She can cuss me out tomorrow. Nikki, goddamn it, I want to talk. And I cuss her out. But guess what? She called me, I'm going to be right there for her. And that's what real sisters do. You understand? Because, see, first of all, you ain't always going to get along. You're going to have your falling out arguments with your sisters and talk about them, and, you know. But when it's all said and done, how you know someone genuinely loves you and cares for you, you know. And I remember when my leg was hurting one time, y'all, Lexus came over there and made something for my leg and put it on my leg and massaged me. I said, that's my big sister right there. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all need to learn, sit back and watch, because it's okay. It's okay to agree to disagree. And we can cuss each other, but when it's all said and done, when she need me, I'm there for her and she's there for me. And nobody ain't going to turn me against her because I know her. You see, people forget. You have an issue with her. I don't. So when you think that you could come to me, you better be very careful. You better be very careful. See, I sit back and watch in the background because I don't like drama. I don't do drama very well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't drama very well at all because I have a bigger and better things to do. I'm not going to get in the mix of a spiritual warfare because, see, at the end of the day, it's a battle that you really don't want to fight because, see, I'm one that is slow to push my hand. And when I'm slow to push my hand and I don't come at you, you better watch it. And that's the whole truth that people need to understand. So y'all out here talking about the spiritual shit, talking about I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this spiritually, this one, I'm going to do that spiritually. See, the ones who talk a lot are the ones who can't do shit. Let me just put that out there to y'all now. Okay? The ones who running their mouth on YouTube and Facebook and running their mouth, you know, those are the main ones who ain't got no power. And you know how I know they ain't got no power? Because at the end of the day, when you got to talk about and brag about what you can do and how you can do it and threaten people with your spirits, that tell me right there you ain't got no power. See, the real ones stay silent. I ain't going to tell you what I'm going to do to you. I'm not going to get on YouTube or Facebook and put out there what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to just sit back and while you think you doing your little witchcraft or whatever you doing and showing it, you better be careful because you don't know what I'm doing and you'll never know. And those are the ones y'all have to be careful of. But honestly speaking, as a woman, as a grandmother, as an elder now, and let me tell y'all what an elder is, when you start seeing them goddamn gray strips in your hair, because I got about three or four on each side of patches of gray hair, that's when you need to embrace your eldership and become an elder and start acting like mothers and grandmothers. Ain't got no more time to be out here fighting, acting like a goddamn bunch of ghetto bums, and you know, because that's what they look for. And this is why I was mad about the teacher, that's what they look for. And my thing is, I'm going to demand respect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to demand respect. I'm not going to feed into your drama. Don't come gossiping to me about no bullshit because I don't want to hear it, and I'm going to shut it down. Because you know what's that old saying, Lexis? A dog that carries a bone, a dog that brings a bone will carry a bone.
Why ain't carry?
Right, that's right. So my thing
and
is,
and I asked you.
Go ahead.
I asked you, I said, well, did they give you any proof of anything I've done? And you was like, well, shit, let me show you what they sent. And I read it, and I'm like, as you know, and like you told them, I didn't even start this. I didn't even, you niggas know me longer than these people think they know me, and they've never met. Me and Nikki have hung together. Our children were growing up at the same time. My son was in high school. When I met Nikki, he was a little young boy, and she watched him turn into a young man. It's like we've ate together. She ate at my house. I ate at her house. I even brought my grandmama to Nikki's house one Thanksgiving. I mean, I ain't never met these people in person, and they can't even tell you they know me. They hung out with me. Girl, what's in my fucking house? Nikki knows me like that, and you're going to tell Nikki something about me. But you're not giving her any evidence that I started drama because Nikki has known me to the point she know if I start shit or not, and she knows I'm not that type of person. People start shit with me, just like I've seen women start shit with her because we met. It was when I had just shot my TV show pilot, and you were hanging out with me when the producer, the production company, they were having events for me, and you were right there with me, and you was like, girl, I know why it's so much shit up in this thing because you was like, remember we was down there underground and you was like, girl, you see over there? Girl, them bitches over there have been talking about you and talking about how they was going to sabotage you when they boss leave. Girl, remember that shit?
I remember clearly. Sure was.
You told me all that, what was going on behind my back. You was like, girl, I went over there and like I would give me a drink. And, girl, I heard them talking about how they was going to sabotage your event. You was like, that's why all the drama is up in here. So Nikki had my back. I mean, right out the gate, that's how we were hanging together, like we knew each other, like we grew up with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right from the very beginning, she was like, girl, you better watch your back. That's the girl. You see that one right there and that one right there, girl. Like I was drinking over there, give me some soda at the bar. And that's what they said. I'm like, girl, for real? That's how we know each other.
Mm-hmm. And that's what real sisters do. Real sisters do. And I know y'all sisters better stop some walking around here hating on each other. Because I'm going to tell y'all like this, half of these sisters have got problems. They got men problems. They got baby mama issues, baby daddy issues. And they want to fight with another sister. See, y'all got to realize that at the end of the day, the problem is not really with that next sister. The problem is with yourself. And that's what they don't realize. See, the problem is not with you, Alexis. They got problems with themselves, within their souls. For you to think that you're going to hate on a fellow sister, like you said, you ain't never met none of them. So how is it that you can hate on somebody you never met? I tell people all the time. And it has to be a New York thing because it's like, you know, people will come up, well, you know, such an, I better get out of my face with that bullshit because I don't know what you're talking about. If I didn't see it and if I didn't hear it, I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't
Girl,
I even
have
people from New York. From New York, try to talk about you to me, and I'm like, okay. I'm see for myself. I didn't just, when I got to do this for the network, you're listening to the Alexis K. Tyler Vagina Power Show on Married to Change Radio. We will be right back after the break. If you would like to join in the conversation with me and Nikki Love, the star of Spirits of Atlanta, or make an on-air comment, the number is area code 516-590-0975. 516-590-0975. You press 1, and the engineer will place you in queue to make your comment online. Okay, was that good enough, Flip?
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
I know you say you tired, Nikki. You gotta go, or do you want to see if anybody has?
Yeah, if anybody has any questions, you could take some questions.
Okay, Blue. Do you want me to be quiet right now? You need to take a break, or tell me if I'm okay, or you want me to go on and? Cause I don't. Just let me know if you need me to be. Okay. Is there any particular song? Because I wanted to ask her one more question, and then we're going to go, make a comment. I was going to say, Nick, because I saw how long-suffering you were with them young, dumbass bitches. And then people made me feel, they would actually say to me when I started my show, well, you know, you owe the black community, and you're supposed to give this knowledge away. And then I started doing my TV show, just dropping game and doing a really controversial, wild show. And then I've done that for like 10 years. I've been probably like 17 years old that I've been actually talking about spiritual sexuality, but done the TV show started in 2006 and been in like the media part. But, Nikki, I'm tired now. I mean, you were talking about this the other night, and I've had all I can take. And you know what? I don't feel like I owe it to the black community or anybody to give my message away for free anymore, because the black community doesn't feel like they owe it to me to pay me or support me. They take. And they want you to give, and that you're obligated to give, and they only feel obligated to take. I've learned a lot through this process, and what I learned is that self-love and healing my own issues is very, very important. And if I want to have a successful business, Nikki, no matter what I sell or what I offer, there's no way that I could ever thrive in that business if I feel that I'm supposed to give it to everybody for nothing. Oh, don't cross over. Don't go to the white community, but you are supposed to give and basically let them suck my titties dry till they big and firm and full of milk, and let them suck them out. And don't give me money or don't give me food to replenish that milk in my body, but let them suck me down till my titties flat and long, pointed down to the damn ground. Nikki, I'm done. All these young women, if you want my services, you want my game, y'all got enough videos on YouTube. You got them on Blog Talk. Well, I've dropped that science. Nikki, I'm not giving anything else away. If you want to go watch the old shit, from this moment on, you want my services and you want consultations, you're going to have to pay me the same that I'm giving. But I don't feel anymore that I owe it to people that people play me and suck off me and then give me their ass to kiss. I'm done trying to save these young women. I have had all the disrespect I could take from them, and the gossiping and the lies, saying I told them I slept with different men, but then they can't prove I slept with the men, said I said this and I said that. Nikki, I have had all I can take. I'm only dealing with people from this moment on that respect me, and the gifts that the spirits gave me to share with them, that's it. I'm not opening myself up for that friend shit and to fucking mentor somebody that is not close to me or my daughter or anybody that's related or that's respectful. I'm done.
You know, I don't blame you. And see, what happens is, what's disappointing with the black community is that, like you said, they want to take and they don't want to give back. And that's one of the reasons why I cut down my show, because, you know what, I start telling them, y'all want to come on here and get free readings all the time. You understand? Want somebody to do something for free, don't want to give back. And what makes me angry with the black community, we're so conquered and divided that we can't see the forest and the goddamn trees. You got the white community that stick together. You got the Indian community, the Asian community, but we can't do that. And black people need to start opening their goddamn eyes, our sisters and our brothers, and especially these sisters. Let me tell y'all something. These sisters, women, y'all black women, y'all better be listening to this too, because it is our time. The divine feminine energy has risen. And you know what? The ancestors have made a way for us to begin to show our gifts for us to begin to use our intuitions, for us to begin to start healing. Because if you all know your history, you'll know that you are the original. You understand? And Alexa teaches about this very well. I love when she teaches about the woman and the womb, and she does it very, very well. But I agree with her. You cannot think that someone's going to give their time and energy and continue to give you information that is going to be beneficial to your livelihood from this point on in your life and think they're supposed to do it for free. Half of y'all go out here and spend money on your hair and your nails, but you can't support a fellow citizen. Mm-hmm. I'll tell y'all in a goddamn minute. I will tell y'all in a minute it's not right. But you want to sit up there and drain and suck on somebody's energy, want them to read for you 24/7, want them to give you free services and free information. Oh, hell no, it don't work like that. Just think about it this way, ladies. If you go to work, well, how would you like if you went to work and slaved away and didn't get paid? You wouldn't like it, would you? Well, you have to understand what we do is very, very similar to going to a job, except it's our own job. And we still have bills to pay. We still got food to eat. We still got to pay mortgage. We still got to pay car. So when you understand this, you would want to support, first of all, support your own. Support your own, because every other race does it. Y'all don't see them Asian women out there fighting against us. They work in them nail shops together. They getting theirs. They may not, they have their differences, but trust me, they ain't going to let you see that. They supporting their own. We don't support each other because we're too busy hating on each other and jealous of each other and worried about what this one looked like and how this one got this instead of worrying about your own shit. And that's the problem. And it's sad, and I don't blame you, Alexa, because I stopped. I can't support. I would support my fellows that get their own shows. I would support them with spirituality, teaching and sharing the traditions with them when I seen it in them. And I got more hate than goddamn, I don't know what to say. I got more hate than any goddamn person, like if I was another race or something. And that shit really disappointed me because sincerely, from my heart and from my soul, I would want to teach my sisters, especially my sisters, because it's time for us to begin to heal. If y'all know one thing and y'all could recognize this, black women are very, very intuitive. That's not to say that white women can't read, because you have white women and white people can read too. But the point is, highly intuitive. And you all know, I'm going to give you an example. A lot of y'all can attest to this. Your man, you tell him don't do something, you know, don't do that. I'm telling you, don't go there, and then something ended up happening to him. I heard that story over and over again. That means we have a very, very high level of intuition. And what us sisters need to realize is that we need to recognize and come back to nature and come back to our being of who we are, the original woman interconnected with the earth, with nature, with our ancestors, and really, really coming together in a sisterhood where we understand we have to support each other. And this is not to say we're discluding our black men. That's another whole topic. The point is, we have a lot of sisters out here hurting, a lot of single mothers, a lot of mothers raising their children. We've got a lot of sisters that are trying to do positive things, you know, trying to uplift the other sisters. And you get constant hate instead of love from your fellow sisters. And it is very, very disappointing.
Girl, just like Blue was telling me today, one of these women that was lying on me and acting like she was so close to me and we were buddies and we're not. You know, people seem to make you something they want you to be, and it's not based in fact and reality. They're sending her letters, private messages about me trying to, somebody she said told her they didn't like, they're trying to feel me out, they're not really sure if they like me or they feeling me or not. Another one that claims she know me and telling all these lies on me and that she know for a fact I'm sleeping with all these men, and I'm still waiting to see the evidence. I slept with all these men. She said I told I screwed because I don't even get down like that. So for me to say that I don't do it and you're saying that you know I do it, I just hung myself basically for you, okay? Now you got to show the evidence because I'm saying I didn't do it and I'm saying that I don't. You said you have proof that I do. So I'm making it easy for you to prove that I'm a liar and a whore. And I want you to show everybody. I want you to show Nikki. I want you to show Blue. I want you to show everybody publicly because I still haven't seen the evidence. Nikki, this person said this about me, what, maybe 2-3 months ago, and they still haven't released the evidence that I did it yet. So I'm waiting for that. This same person keeps emailing Blue, Nikki, trying to make her not do my – let me do my show here. And from what Blue was telling me tonight, you know, because Blue is such a sweetie. That doesn't mean Blue's stupid. Blue is very intuitive. And she will sit there and listen like, you know, she don't really understand what you're doing. But really, she's discerning the situation to make her decision. Blue's not stupid just because she's sweet. And Blue said, well, she didn't give me any proof that you did what she said you did. And to prove that you're lying, Alexis, she basically went on 3-4 paragraphs talking about herself. And I said, well, how does that make any sense? They sent in Nikki messages. A couple other people told me they sent them messages. And now they're sending Blue messages. And I said, well, Blue, you know, I'm not telling you not to take the message because I would never tell somebody don't listen to somebody talking about me because you might learn something. But if I know it's a lie, I'm still not going to tell you not to listen. The first thing I say, well, Nikki, did you get any proof that I started this? And she's like, no, it was just a whole bunch of shit. And the same thing with Blue. And the other people that got messages about me, they said, no, they haven't given me any evidence. And they're going to be loyal to me. They're going to ride with me just because they listen to your email and they tell you thank you for the email. That doesn't mean they believe the gossip that you're saying because you're not presenting any evidence to support your case. And so I basically want to say this. I don't give a fuck if you like my show or not because I've been doing this for 17 years, and I've been doing the media part for 10 years now. And you didn't stop it then, and you're not going to stop it now. You talked about me then. You talked about me in between. You're talking about me now. I'm still breathing. I'm still living, and I'm still doing me, and there are people that still love me and support me, and there are even new people that are just now finding out about me that now love me and support me and my message. I don't know why a bitch think, especially a black bitch think, that because she don't like you or she don't like something you say, that she got the power to fucking shut you down with her motherfucking words in her goddamn mouth. If you're meant to be here, and that was the same thing I was saying to you, Nick, it don't matter how messy that show looked, you know what you were brought here to do. You know the message your ancestors gave you to give to the world and to open this up and to finally expose this shit down south. And this is one of the most powerful places to do it in the United States is down south because this has always been the oppressed Bible Belt. You rise above that shit, and in the midst of pigs eating filth, you still share your pearls because the ones that's been waiting for this message and waiting to get out of that religious bondage is going to accept what you're offering and they're going to be set free. And the same way I feel, no matter what you say or how the fuck you say it or who you talk about me about, if I'm meant to do what it is to be here and I know I got the right to fucking be here just like you, I ain't going no motherfucking way. I'm going to rock this motherfucker till the wheels fall off. And the right people that love me and support me and doing my message, the spirits are going to send them to me and I'm going to fulfill my message the way I was given it, whether you fucking like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you shouldn't even have to explain that. See, again, I have a message for these, or whoever feels like they have the right to inbox Blue or myself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. First of all, a real woman would show their true identity. Let me give you some education and teach you now. A real woman ain't going to hide behind a fake profile, for one. And see, honestly speaking, when you're dealing with women like that, Alexis, they're wasting your time and energy. Now, I was nice. I said, well, I know Alexis for years. Can't tell me nothing about my sister. At the end of the day, thank you. But then, no thank you. Because at the end of the day, I got a low tolerance for women that do that. If you're going to be a woman, you be real. A real woman will come to your face. They will not hide behind an identity, a fake identity. So when you think you're doing things like that, such as thinking you're going to be slick and try to get somebody to turn against somebody, show yourself. Show yourself. That's what real women do. That's elder shit, number one. Number two, instead of wasting your time and energy on thinking that you can tarnish someone's character, such as Alexis's, or try to bring another sister down, take that same energy and reverse it on uplifting another sister that's younger than you. That's eldership number two. You see, we got too much time on our hands. Instead of doing, you know, stupid shit, such as trying to break someone's character, tear someone's character down, do not waste your time. Because the truth of the matter is on a spiritual level, if a person ain't right, or if they ain't righteous, the ancestors are going to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's how I feel about Hecker. They're going to deal with it. You ain't righteous in the heart, my sister. I taught you, gave you, helped you, helped your children, gave you money, was there when you needed me, and you think you're going to continue with your rhetoric and trying to break down my character, you better be careful because the wrath of the ancestors is about to whoop your ass because you ain't seen nothing yet. So whoever's mm-hmm. doing that, they need to be careful because as long as you are doing what you're doing and this person thinks they're going to come along, they better be careful because they also forget that you got a slew of ancestors walking around you too. And
mm-hmm.
they do not understand. Your ancestors will act on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in this energy and time that we're in right now, take that damn energy and use it on doing something positive and righteous with your life instead of trying to, you know, tear another sister down. One of the things I teach when I do our initiations, Alexis, is that this. When we do spiritual work, we do believe in divine justice, which means if you come at me, I'm shutting you all the way down. And I'm not holding no punches. I'm throwing your ass in the bottom of the goddamn sea. But
mm-hmm.
if I read a situation and I divine on a situation and I see that a sister has an issue, my goal and my duty and my job as a true traditional healer is to send healing energy to her, get a wooden doll of her, and say, you know what, I'm not going to hit her. I'm going to try to heal her. Now, with the truth being told, I did that with Hecker. I had a wooden doll of Hecker. I said, you know what, this sister got issues. I could see clearly through the depths of her soul. I said, so I'm going to work on a healing issue, you know, healing her first. All right, she acted right for a little while, came back, apologized, and, you know, but then turned around and did the shit she did on the show. See, this is now
mm-hmm.
calling for divine justice. So what happened
mm-hmm.
is I did what was righteous first. Now, opposed to these sisters or whoever this sister is tearing you down, if you are listening and you are calling yourself a traditional healer, the covenant in Africa is you don't use it against your own. But if you are using it against your own in any type of manner, because you do, that's spiritual within itself when you're trying to tear one's character down like you did Alexis by putting shit in people's inboxes, be very careful. I'm going to say like this, mark my words, be very, very careful. Because if you don't, that will come back to you 150 times fold. Not just one fold, but 150 times fold. Because if you are a true healer, then you would say, you know what? Whatever issues my sister had, let's try to bring a solution to it. Let's not make the situation worse by tearing her character down. I don't give a fuck what she did. I don't care what she did. And if y'all started it, you need to bring a solution to it. Because to me, I got a little time. I got work to do. And I know you do too, Alexis. You got many, many more to teach. A whole new set of people that's coming to you for teaching, for education. Whole new set of people.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for them to show you what the fuck I did. Because you know I'm not a messy person. These people I didn't even know until they brought this bullshit. They lied just to talk to me, just to talk to my son. That's what's bothering me so much because I didn't know these people, never heard of them, didn't initiate any of this. They made up lies to justify attacking me, trying to talk to me and talk about me, and I'm still waiting for the evidence of what they have accused me of. That's what you need to show, Nikki. You really need to send her, and you need to send Blue, evidence of everything that I have done to you, because that's not even my character. I'm so tied up in my own world, dealing with my own issues, working on myself, that I don't go around antagonizing people and starting shit and making up lies, attacking other women. That's never been my style.
Well, you know, honestly speaking, I don't want to see shit. They better not send shit over this way. I don't give a fuck who you are. Don't send it over this way, because I don't want to see it. Because I do not get caught in, and I mean that shit, real talk. I do not get caught in drama. I don't have time for it. I got bigger and better things to do. We got these baby girls out here that we have to mentor. I ain't got time for drama. I am not allowing my children, nor my grandchild, which I have a 4-year-old granddaughter, to see that type of energy. And if you all have kids, you shouldn't want it either. What kind of example are you all setting for your young lady? See, that's a goddamn problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Nikki. If I'm really that rotten, you know, you don't need to deal with me. But that's all I'm saying, Nikki. If I've done these rotten things they're saying that I'm doing, then I do want you to know. I want everybody to know because I'm saying I'm not like that.
Well, you know, you
and
know,
it's amazing,
you know,
that y'all don't have the evidence to support the stuff they're saying about me. They ain't gave it to y'all.
Well, you know what's sad about it, you know, and Alexis, honestly speaking, let me just share this with you as my sister. Let them talk, because you know you didn't do the things you said. You know that. They're going to talk. People, first of all, one of the things we got, I'm saying, y'all, is that these disagreeable spirits are heavy down here right now, and they're using people, places, and things. And these women are being used by these disagreeable spirits. I see it clearly. The veil has been lifted. The portal has been opened. They have been flying down here to use people. Now, again, you know you didn't do it. I wouldn't give them nor 1% of my time or energy. Nothing.
No,
else.
That's
they
what I'm saying, Nikki. That's what's tripping me out, because I don't even talk to them. These people are talking to you like they know me. I pull totally away from that situation because I see it was never going to end. Some people like drama, and they'll be lying on you, and they know they lying, but they really enjoy doing that. They don't really want to change. So when I see somebody's like that, I pull out of it. That's why I'm so shocked that you still going around lying on me, because I don't even talk to these people, Nikki. That's why I'm just like amazed. Like, I don't even deal with y'all, and you still can't keep my name out your mouth. That's
but
what's amazing
what?
To me.
They still just look at her because she's talking about me. That just makes me feel good. I mean, when someone talks about you, it makes me feel good. Like they always say, if you ain't getting hated on or talked about, that means you ain't doing your job. So obviously you're doing your job. So let them talk. They're going to continue to talk. They're going to talk. I don't, at this point, like I told you, I did one, two, the last video I did with you, back to heckers. I ain't got time for that shit. I got clients that need my help right now. I got rituals out the ass to do. I got clients over in London right now. I got a young lady in London who need my help. You think I got time to sit back and worry about what that bitch is doing over there? I ain't got time to worry about that. And see, you have to stop letting these women get to you. See, that's what they want to do. That's that disagreeable energy. They want to pull you into their world to get you to thinking and taking you off of your focus of what you're supposed to do.
I don't talk to them. That's why I'm shocked. I don't even talk to them. So it ain't worrying me, girl. I'm in a totally another direction. You know that. You know what we talked about. You know what I'm working on. It don't worry me no more. I don't give a fuck.
Well, and see, the
I don't
thing
even
about
listen
it.
To it.
As far as them put, and again, I wish somebody would come on the line. See if we have any questions on this radio show. Anybody got any questions? Because if any of y'all listening, I need y'all to warm it up and get on this line. If any of y'all listening to the show, because I know you're listening, it's like a spirit to show me clearly that y'all listening, come on the line and speak like real woman. Let's get a solution to this problem. Let's get a solution to this problem, because obviously it's a problem. If Miss Blue, do we have any people on the line? Do we have any people on the line that want to have
any
questions?
they hand raised, so they can expose me.
If they're on the line, let them get on the line.
She said they quiet.
You just got people listening right now.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll show you right
they
there.
Quiet.
And I'll show you right there, perfect example. Stop dealing with little girls. Deal with women, because you're dealing with little girls. And when you're dealing with little girls, you get drama.
Okay, because me and Nikki have always been like that. It's like if we say something, you're going to see our whole face, and you're going to hear our name. We're not going to do no dummy account.
Ain't nobody got time for that bullshit.
No, I never said that about nobody using a goddamn dummy account. You usually see it on my Facebook page, or you see my face and you see my mouth moving when the shit coming out on the fucking video. I've never been that type of bitch to do no shit like that. Whisper behind a bitch face, because that's the last thing I want is for you to come in my face and I'm hee-heeing with you, and then you be like, so Alexis, what did you say to such and such? And then I'm like, no, you ain't finna get that from me. Because if I don't like you, I ain't gonna fuck with you. And if it's a problem I got with you and you heard about it and Nikki, you know, if somebody says something, I've seen Nikki do that, so I heard you say such and such. You know, and somebody come to me, at least I heard, you right, I said it, I sure did. That's how Nikki's always been as I've been.
Yep, and that's what real women do. That's what real women do. And see, that's why I said you're dealing with little girls. We can't waste no more energy on little girls. We got bigger and better things to do. I know.
Okay. Well, she's saying, girl, don't nobody want to talk to you and don't nobody want to ask you no questions or make no comments and shit. So is there anything, I'm going to let you say whatever you want to promote and wherever you, how they reach you and or anything else you want to add. Go ahead.
Well, all I would like to say is that, first, you know, everybody go check out the show. It's a very good show. It's time. Ancestors have risen. It's time for us to begin to actually start embracing our ancestors and our traditional ways, coming back to calling on the forces of nature and the gods and the deities and Orishas and whatever you or your pantheon is. It's time to really take it serious, family, because it's needed. Y'all need to pay attention to what's going on around us. We're so busy fighting in our world, but we're not looking at what's going on around the world. And there's a lot bigger things going on around us that we need to be paying attention to. And you're going to need every spiritual power that you have, every Orisha, every God, every spirit that you have to get ready to fight this war that we're about to see on the outside of our little inside world. So I'm going to tell y'all like this. Check out the show. If you like the show,
Blue said they want to know where can they go to go check out the show.
They can go to WeTV.com, go to WeTV.com and put in Spirits of Atlanta. Put in Spirits of Atlanta. Or you can you have to go to WeTV.com because it's past the post on my page, but you can go to WeTV.com. Put in Spirits of Atlanta, and it should pop up, and you can watch the show there. You can watch it there. We're waiting for the next episode to come out. That is episode one, okay? So, so far we've gotten a very overwhelming feedback with the show. Everybody loves the show, and we're just waiting for, the response from WeTV, the network, to tell us when we're going to go into shooting again, okay? Now, if you all are interested in any readings and spiritual work, again, you can go to my webpage, NikkiLoveWunam.com, okay? I do ritual work. I do spiritual readings. I do, we have different readings. I have different prices that I do. Love readings is lower. The prices anywhere between $25 and $200 in my readings. So you can go check that out if you're interested in any spiritual work or spiritual readings. But please look forward to the show. Please support. We ask that you go to WeTV.com, put it in there, give them feedback, tell them you want to see a second episode. And let's all stick together, work together, because it's time. Ancestors have risen. It's time for us sisters to come together and start fighting each other and work on our spirituality and lifting up this divine feminine energy to heal, especially our community, the Black community. And I'm going to leave y'all with that.
Okay, thank you. It was such a pleasure. I'm so glad you came hang out. Let me know when you want to come back because I want to push this show and want to see the next episode come out. And it was just really good to have you here. I'm glad we did this. And it'll be here archived, and you can share it so that everybody can listen to it and see the new show from the ATL, Shouted Spirits of Atlanta, starring Nikki Love. It is on WeTV.com. You can go to WeTV.com and watch the pilot, Spirits of Atlanta, starring Nikki Love, Christians versus the Witches. It is hot, and it is off the chain. And you're listening to the Alexis K. Tyler V-Power Show on Married to Change Radio. We will be right back next week, same place, same time, 10 p.m. Oh, what'd you say, Nikki?
I said, everybody have a good night. Thank you for having me on, Alexis.
Girl, anytime. Bye,
okay.
Y'all.
Good night, Miss Blue. Love you.
Someone to care. Someone to share lonely hours and the moments of despair. To be loved, to be loved. Oh, what a feeling to be loved. someone to kiss, someone to miss. When you're away, to hear from me today, to be loved, to be loved. Oh, oh, what a feeling to be loved. Some wish to be a king or a queen. Some wish for fortune and a fame. But to be truly, truly, truly loved is more than all of these things. Oh, oh, someone to kiss, someone to miss.